What is up, wrestling fans? Welcome to episode number 259 of the Smark Out Moment Smack Talk podcast. This is the Hot Tags edition for the week, where I'm going to be breaking down some of the current events, rumors, news, or anything else that's been happening in the world of pro wrestling from the past few days that I feel like talking about. As always, I am your host, Tony Mango, and I am going to be starting things off tonight with just something that you probably should have been aware of if you didn't know already from watching SmackDown. Just to let you guys know, in case you didn't, The Undertaker and Edge are going to be returning to SmackDown next week, not as full-time roster members or anything like that, unfortunately. Edge is going to be hosting an edition of The Cutting Edge, and they haven't really said what The Undertaker is going to do, but the rumor going around right now is that he's going to be doing something that sets up his WrestleMania angle. Now, who would that end up being? I don't know, because I still am pretty sure that they're going to go with only a couple different people, and those people on that list that Undertaker could be fighting at WrestleMania this year, I think are really much narrowed down to John Cena, Roman Reigns, or maybe I had still at least a little bit of hope that Sting would end up coming back, because there was a little bit of a rumor that that could happen, although I didn't put much stock into that. Now, Wago has mentioned that he thinks that they could end up doing AJ Styles. I could see that possibly being the case, because they never did have a match together. And at the same time, I don't think that that's going to happen. Just as I don't think that that AJ Styles-Shawn Michaels match is going to happen, although that would be awesome if we could see that at the Royal Rumble. So, if he does have something to do with SmackDown, John Cena is currently away. He's doing that American Grit show. Still have not seen a single episode of that. I really don't even know what the hell it's about. But he is going to be busy doing that stuff, as far as we are aware. There's nothing saying that he's going to be coming back to SmackDown for this upcoming week. So if he's going to do something with Roman Reigns, that's a guy on Raw. I don't think we're going to see Shane McMahon or any of the other people that could be involved in some capacity with an Undertaker story do really anything else. So I'm really kind of perplexed about what they're going to do here. I don't know where they're going to go. And I'm hoping, at the very least, that this isn't just going to be The Undertaker coming out saying, "Hey, I've been a part of SmackDown for a long time. Remember me? I'll be back in a few months." And no advancements whatsoever. But then again, I'd rather have that than for them to do some kind of a thing where they're like, maybe we're going to do Bray Wyatt again, because I really don't want to see a rematch of like pretty much anything that he's been doing. I don't want to see another Lesnar thing. I don't want to see another Randy Orton. And for that matter, I don't want to see Goldberg against Undertaker. I don't think that that would be a good match at all. So out of all the people on the SmackDown roster that he could be involved with, John Cena is really the only guy that stands out to me as the one who he could call out in any capacity. And then that sort of already spoils what they're going to be doing for WrestleMania, and spoils down the line what's going to happen with the Royal Rumble and stuff, because then that means John Cena's not going to win that, because Undertaker's not going to be in the championship match. And it all starts to snowball after that. But actually, shit, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about this, Dean Ambrose. Huh. Dean Ambrose could be an interesting pick for Undertaker at WrestleMania. They haven't had a WrestleMania match. You know what? Maybe that is something to keep your eyes open for. I don't know. I don't really think of anybody else, though, so I want to know what you guys have to say about this. If you have any suggestions of what you'd like to see Edge and Undertaker do, I'm assuming Edge is going to do something with The Miz and Dolph Ziggler and just to kind of get those guys all talking and stuff, but what would you like to see The Undertaker do at WrestleMania this year? Do you want them to do any kind of an allusion to it or setting it up, or do you want him to just come out and tombstone somebody or whatever the case may be? And the same thing goes for all the other hot tags. Drop your comments below and let me know what you think. So let's move on here to another one. 205 Live is a cruiserweight show that they just announced the other day. It's going to be premiering at 10 p.m. on the WWE Network on November 29th. But here's the most interesting part about it. It's coming after SmackDown. What they're going to do is Mauro Ranallo and Corey Graves from Raw are going to be doing that from 10 to 11. And then Talking Smack is going to go at 11. So I'm a little curious about this, because they just announced this week Kalisto is going to be facing Brian Kendrick for the Cruiserweight Championship. And if he beats him, the entire Cruiserweight division goes over to SmackDown. Now, when the Cruiserweight division originally came, a lot of people thought that they could end up going to SmackDown to be a third hour. The 3 hours on Monday Night Raw have been utilizing them pretty decently. We get about at least 2 matches from the Cruiserweight division every week. I'm curious if this is their plan. If Kalisto beats Brian Kendrick, first off, I don't want Kalisto to be Brian Kendrick because I don't want him to be the champion. I'd rather have Brian Kendrick continue to do that, or for it to go back to TJ Perkins, or for it to go to a bunch of other people. Cedric Alexander stands out. Lindsay Dorado is pretty good. I'll even argue that maybe I would rather see Rich Swann as the champion, although, you know, I could kind of go either way when it comes to that. But I think that Kalisto, now that he's back, is going to be getting a little bit of a push. And if they have him beat Brian Kendrick and they start a feud between those two and it goes over to SmackDown, then I think what they got here is they're going to try to test out that third hour for SmackDown, and maybe they're going to transition it over to the USA Network or something like that. I'm not too sure about that. But unfortunately, that means the Cruiserweight division leaving Monday Night Raw hurts Monday Night Raw, because then that's less entertaining, because then they have to stretch things out a little bit more. And then they'll probably add some more roster members to kind of counterbalance that a little bit, and then it's a whole big mess. But that means that we got 6 hours of the programming each week, without counting NXT, without counting Talking Smack, without counting the pay-per-views and the supplemental material on the WWE Network. So that's going to be really tiresome. And another thing, I usually try to do these hot tags lately after Talking Smack. Talking Smack's not going to be until at least 11, and then 11:30 is when it's going to end. I might end up moving the schedule for Smack Talk for the week. So for the people that are getting used to the whole Tuesday night hot tags, Wednesday afternoon, Ask Him, Wednesday night or Thursday morning main event kind of a thing, might end up having to transition it a little bit and start doing Wednesday is when I do the hot tags, and then Thursday is when the Ask Him goes up, and then maybe Friday we're going to do our main events. That actually works out a little bit better to get a couple of the other guys involved, because I know Wago, for his work schedule, had changed to a point where Friday, Saturday, Sunday is pretty much the only good times for him and stuff. So keeping that in mind for the future, just in case that ends up happening to everybody. Another thing to talk about here is the state of the WWE Universe is going to be scheduled for Monday Night Raw next week. They have both Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon are going to be going over to Raw, and what they are classifying this as, well, at the very least what it's advertised as, is a debate between the commissioners and the general managers, which after this election, which right now that I'm recording this, it's 11 o'clock at night, and I have not checked to see if there is any indication of who our next president is. I am sick and tired of this election, and I want nothing to do with any more of like the debates and stuff like that. So I don't know if I'm going to really end up watching that, but if that's something that is your thing, then time to celebrate, right? I am not too much into it, but at the same time, I'll probably end up checking it out, because I try to check out as much as it possibly can when it comes to this stuff, because hell, I run a website for it, so I probably should, right? And I hope at the very least that we don't get something where it takes a half an hour or an hour, I don't know how long it's supposed to go on, and all they do is talk about how their teams are going to win. If that's the case, and I waste an hour on that, I'm going to be pissed afterward. Let's move on to another topic, though. Rusev is possibly going to be turning babyface soon. He's got an upcoming match with Brock Lesnar over a tour over, I think, at Mexico? The Mexican tour? So there's a rumor going around that he is actually going to turn babyface beforehand to prepare for that. And because he has only been a heel on NXT and the main roster, I don't know if that's really that good of an idea. I can't picture Rusev being a great babyface. And I got a feeling that even though his shtick is kind of worn out a little bit to a certain extent, he's been doing the better work of his career lately. He's gotten better on the mic. Lana hasn't been doing as many things that have been annoying. She's got her hair down, which is a big positive, and she's been wearing those like tube top kind of a things. Big thumbs up, amongst other things. And I think that this could end up being a mistake, but it also could be one of those things that they just completely undo after a few weeks if it doesn't work. Look at somebody like Alberto Del Rio. They tried to give him a babyface push, lasted all of, what, 4 months or so, after that, they turn him right back to being an asshole again. So if Rusev, they go the babyface route and it works, then it works. If it doesn't work, then he just attacks somebody and he goes back to Rusev Machka and all that kind of shit. Although if he is a babyface, that does open himself up to a whole bunch of new feuds because we haven't seen him feud with any heels. Unfortunately, Seth Rollins is now a babyface, so that means we can't do the Seth Rollins-Rusev feud. But if he is a babyface, then that opens him up to Braun Strowman, which that could be pretty interesting. He could do that feud with Brock Lesnar for a little bit, although I don't think that he would put up much of a fight. He's already done the Cesaro thing a little bit, but we haven't seen him go up against Sheamus yet. So Sheamus and Rusev, maybe that would be kind of interesting. Sheamus and, Rusev and Jericho is something that we haven't seen yet, as far as I can remember. Even something like Kevin Owens, if he's good enough babyface, maybe he works his way up the ladder and he starts to get into that main event picture again. He can get a title shot, assuming Owens is still champion at that time. There's a little bit of options here for them to play around with, and I think that it actually could be a pretty interesting idea if they do that. Although, the execution is what matters more than the idea beforehand, so we'll have to see what comes with that. And this could be total bullshit. He could end up having a random-ass match with Brock Lesnar, where he's a heel too, Brock Lesnar destroys him, and that's the end of it. It is a tour, it's not a show that they are going to be broadcasting on the network, as far as anything has been indicated. So it's not like it's the most important thing in the world. The live events are only for the people that are at the live event arena and nothing else. So that's something to take into account. Tom Phillips has joined the SmackDown announce team, although unfortunately David Otunga has not left to make room for him. So right now we have a 4-man SmackDown announce team, and it doesn't seem like it's a temporary thing because he was saying on Twitter that he was thankful for being humbled with the promotion and all that other kind of stuff. So I'm hoping that against hope, what they're doing here is they're grooming Tom Phillips for either Byron Saxton's place on Monday Night Raw, which that to me, I think could be a huge step up because I like Tom Phillips with Corey Graves probably more than any pairing out of anybody on the commentary tables right now. I don't think that JBL and Mauro Ranallo work all that well together. I think David Otunga doesn't work well with anybody together because he just is not a good commentator. And if Tom Phillips can work into the mix somewhere in there, I think that he's good. So whatever they end up going with in the long run, I think that it'll probably work itself out. Tom Phillips getting in the mix, though, is only a big thumbs up. Final topic to talk about for this episode is the biggest one. Out of all the stories that have been happening over the past few days, the Chris Jericho and Sin Cara fight. Now, there are conflicting reports all over the place here, but one story that seems to be going around the most is that Sin Cara was making annoying noises, and he was, quote, just asking to be punched. Jericho confronted him about it. One of the two of them threw a punch, but it's, you know, back and forth about which one actually threw a punch first. Somewhere along the line, Jericho bit Sin Cara, and then Sin Cara was thrown off the tour bus, and he's now set to undergo anger management. That last fact should not be a surprise, because Sin Cara has gotten into, what, 4 fights, I think, on the main roster now? It's been Simon Gotch, and of course, now I'm blanking on everything else. Alberto Del Rio had his issues with the other Sin Cara, so that's a little bit confusing. I kind of remember there being something about Sheamus, maybe, but maybe I'm just kind of doing that whole Sheamus Del Rio thing again. He seems to be somebody who gets into quite a bit of fights, but he seems to win them too. So that's actually, you know, pat him on the back for that. I think that Jericho is also another guy where he obviously gets into his fights. He had his fight with Goldberg back in the day in WCW. He just had his confrontation with Brock Lesnar because he didn't know that that was something planned with the Randy Orton match. The Simon Gotch situation is maybe more on Sin Cara's fault, but Simon Gotch got punished. Jericho didn't seem to get punished at all, neither did Brock Lesnar for those two, and it doesn't seem like Jericho's getting punished for the Sin Cara thing, but then again, Sin Cara just had a match on Monday Night Raw, and he won, so maybe he's not going to get punished all that much either, and I don't know if this is a case where it's not a big PR thing, it's just a bunch of alpha males get riled up when they're around each other a whole bunch of times and Sin Cara's got a short fuse or something like that. Maybe Jericho did something to provoke him. Maybe Sin Cara's the one wrong. you're never really going to know in this situation who's wrong, who's right, what happened for sure, what's rumor, what's brought out of proportion, and all the other kind of things like that. All the variables are always up in the air. We always hear more information as time goes on, though, and even throughout the day, there's been more and more information, which included the whole thing about the anger management and all that. I would think in this situation, what they're going to do is basically tell them to grow up, and that's about it. I don't think this is going to be a big deal where anybody's going to get fired. Certainly out of the bunch, I don't think it would be Chris Jericho. I think that it would be Sin Cara, but I think that they've invested enough in him, and if they wanted to fire him, they would have done it already, because I think that Unico was kind of a failure when he was Unico, I mean. When Sin Cara, the original Sin Cara, had to go, they probably, if they didn't value Unico that much, they would have said, fuck it, and just, you know, said the hell with the whole Sin Cara thing, and not bothered with it anymore. And eventually, over the past couple of fights that he's had, a couple of instances where he's been somebody who's not really that valuable on the card and stuff, they would have figured out a way to get rid of him. So something that I think would be probably the best way to sum this up would be a bunch of people get into a room together. They spend a lot of time together. You get on each other's nerves. Tempers flare. Somebody throws a punch. A bunch of people break it up. Apparently somebody bites somebody, and then they tell the two to just go their separate ways for a little bit to cool down, and that's the end of the story. I think that that's all it is. I think people are going to blow this out of proportion so much more over the next few days. I'm surprised it actually hasn't happened already, and I do not expect to be saying next week that we are talking about a release from either of them or anything like that. But it is pretty interesting to see that these two guys keep getting into these fights, so maybe they're both at fault. Maybe they're both just those type of guys where, you know, you're at like a bar or something like that, and you hear somebody go, oh, yeah, you want to step? Oh, you want to fight? Yeah, you want to take this outside? And all they do is keep saying that over and over again. And then maybe one of them just socks the other one. I don't know. But I would be very curious to see if we do have any kind of a Chris Jericho versus Sin Cara match at any point in the future. I don't think we will. First off, because Sin Cara is in the Cruiserweight division, and second, because that Cruiserweight division might be going over to SmackDown, and Raw is the brand that has Chris Jericho. So I think that they are going to, you know, go their separate ways a little bit like that. But those are the hot tags for the week, everybody. Who knows if anything's going to pop up tomorrow. If anything huge happens, you will, of course, see a small package. And if nothing is too big, then I'll just push it over into next week, and then it'll be old news that I'll, you know, brush past it real fast next week or something like that. But later on tomorrow, I'm going to be having that Ask Him up. I already actually recorded it, so it's scheduled for, I think, 1 p.m. or so. And then we're going to be doing the Call the Spot. It's going to be actually 6 editions of Call the Spot in 1 video or 3 videos. I haven't quite decided about that yet, but we're going to be breaking down and ranking all the people from the Raw and SmackDown teams for all 3 of the Survivor Series matches. So you're getting a lot of Call the Spot. And then afterwards, sometime this weekend, we're going to be doing the NXT TakeOver predictions, because I want to get that out of the way to make sure that next week we just have the hot tags, the Ask Him, and the Survivor Series predictions, because those are the most important things out of all of them. Then, of course, a couple days after that, we've got the NXT TakeOver post-show, and then the Survivor Series post-show. And then we're starting to wrap up the year. It's actually going to be the end of November at that point. So that'll mean the mailbag, and probably another Sporkle quiz for the TLC stuff. So then we start getting into TLC. Once we go to TLC, we go to Roadblock. I'm assuming the Slammy Awards are going to be in there somewhere, but one thing for sure is going to be happening at the end of the year is the Smark Out Moment Awards, the 2016 edition of the Smarkies. So start working on your list, everybody, because it's, you know, there's a lot of different categories. And I'm going to be posting some things on the Megamaniacs chat about the new categories this time around, because I've actually added a couple new categories. Blah, blah, blah. I'm rambling. It's time for me to end this episode. So I want to thank you all for listening, everybody. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't already. Hit that thumbs up button if you haven't done that either. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and keep checking SmarkOutMoment.com for anything else that's coming your way. This has been another Smark Out Moment, and I am being counted out.